Praise his name. You love him? Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Let's bow our heads. I love you, Lord. You're so precious. You're so wonderful. Lord, all it takes is just a moment of time to stop and to think and be overwhelmed by everything you've done for us. And how full and free your promises are. Lord, give us such an exuberant thanksgiving in our hearts. We love you so much. Asking, Lord, Father, tonight that you would just bless us. And Lord, in every heart, Lord, you know what we have need of most of all. Lord, I pray that you would meet that need abundantly tonight. Strengthen each and every one. We love you so much. Bless us now. Bless the song service. Lord, everything that's said and done this night, may it just be pleasing in thy sight. Lord, we love you as we look to you now, the author, and Lord, so thankfully, the finisher of our faith. In your precious name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You're really loving. It's not just something you like to say, but amen, that love burning in your heart. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Let's turn to page 680. Father, we just praise him and rejoice in what he's done for us. Amen. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Let them hallelujahs roll. Amen.
Once a sinner far from Jesus, I was perishing with cold. But the blessed Savior heard me when I cried. Then he threw his robe around me and he led me to his fold. And I'm living on that hallelujah side. Oh, well, it's glory be to Jesus. Let the hallelujahs roll. Let me ring my Savior's praise far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul. And I'm living.
Amen. Sing that chorus again. Amen.
Oh, glory be to Jesus. Let the hallelujahs roll. Let me ring my Savior's praise far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on that hallelujah side. Though the world may sweep around me with her dazzle and her dream, yet I envy not her vanities and pride. For my soul looks up to heaven where the golden sunlight blinks, and I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, well, it's glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujah roll. Let me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on that hallelujah side. Oh, not for earth's golden millions will I leave this precious place, though the tempter to persuade me oft has tried. Lord, I'm safe in God's pavilion, happy in his love and grace, and I'm living on that hallelujah side. Oh, well, it's glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Let me ring my Savior's praise far and wide. Oh, for I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on that hallelujah side. Here the sun is always shining, hear the sky, amen. It's no place for gloomy Christians to abide. For my soul is filled with music and my heart with great delight. And I'm living on that hallelujah side.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujah roll. Let me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, and upon the streets of glory, when we reach the other shore and have safely crossed the Jordan's rolling tide, you will find me shouting glory just outside my mansion door, where I'm living on that hallelujah side. Oh, well, it's glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujah roll. Let me ring my Savior's praise far and wide. Oh, for I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living, amen.
Again.
Oh, well, it's glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Let me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. Oh, for I've opened up for heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on that hallelujah side.
Amen. Are you thankful you're living on that hallelujah side? Amen. It's grace in your life, saints. Amen. Page 403. Amen. I've been changed. Praise his holy name.
I've been to the water and I've been baptized. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, I've been changed from the creature that I once was, and redeemed is now my name. Oh, I've been changed, I've been reborn now. All my life has been rearranged. Oh, what a difference it made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh, yes, amen. I've been changed, I've been newborn now, all my life has been rearranged. Oh, what a difference he made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh yes, I've been changed, though my sins were scarlet, they're white as snow. I was bound, but today I am free. I was lost in the darkness, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Oh, I've been changed, I am newborn now. All my life has been rearranged. Oh, what a difference it made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh, yes, I've been changed. At last in his presence I stand above. He will wipe every tear from my eyes. What a day. And I'll thank him for giving a wretch like me a new hope beyond the sky. Amen. Oh, I've been changed, I am newborn now. Oh, my life has been real great. Oh, what a difference he made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Amen.
Any wonderful.
Oh, I've been changed. I am newborn now. Oh, my life has been real rain. Oh, what a difference he made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh, yes, I've been changed.
Amen. I love you, Lord. Praise his name. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, he's so wonderful, saints. Joy of your salvation. Amen. Never let the devil take it. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I just thought I'd like to sing that little song. I think it's in the other book. I'll fly away. Some glad morning. Amen. Amen. I need to praise his name. Praise his name. You planning on flying away?
Amen.
Page 20.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. There it is. Some glad morning when this life is o'er.
Amen.
Fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah,
amen.
I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by my, I'll fly away. Oh, when the shadows of this life are gone, I'll fly away. Oh, like a bird from prison bars that flow, I'll fly away. To a land where joy shall never end, I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away. Oh, glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, bye-bye. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away. Oh, to a land where joy shall never end, I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away. Oh, glory, I'll fly away. Oh, when I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, what a promise. Amen. Oh, saints. What we've got to look forward to.
Amen.
Amen. Just a few more weary days. You know, we could be 90 and getting ready to die. We could be 45. It's just a few days, saints. Amen. The older you get, the older I get, it just seems like it's so fast. The days, there's just not enough time. There's nothing. It's gone. And if I live to be 90, it's just a few days. Amen. It'll be worth it all. Lay it all down. Oh, glory. Go home and be with him throughout eternity. Praise his name. What we've got to look forward to.
Amen.
Amen. Josh, you want to come for the offering? Praise his name. That's the blessing on it, if you would.
Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, it's just your mercy and grace, Lord, that we can stand here tonight, Lord, and sing that song with reality in our hearts, oh God. Lord, if we didn't know where we was going, we couldn't sing it, Lord, with an assurance. But Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, by your mercy and grace. Lord, you have bestowed all these things upon us, Lord, by, Lord, your free will. Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, for what you've done for us. Lord, in everything you do and say, Lord, anymore. Lord, I just see the grace coming out of it, Lord. I just want to thank you so much this night. Lord, and just bless the remainder of this service. Have your way and everything is said and done. Lord, and bless this offering once again, Lord, as we bring it before you. Lord, just let it be used for the upbuilding of thy kingdom.
Yes.
Only and always for your glory,
yes,
and your honor.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray these,
yes,
things.
Amen. Amen. Why shouldn't I praise him? Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? Amen. Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me. The living Word made flesh again and revealed to me. I was blind and I could not see till this message found me. Then I rose up to praise the Lord for all his mercy to me. Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me. The living Word made flesh again and revealed to me. I was blind and I could not see till this message found me. Then I rose up to praise the Lord for all his mercy to me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, I love him. Praise his name. Amen. How many have a request on your heart? Amen. Just hold it on your heart as we bow our heads. Jimmy, would you take the request? Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Do you have a song tonight, Karen? I see if you'd come.
In the back of God's great mind, he had a plan. He longed to manifest himself through man, to make sure it was fulfilled. He didn't take a chance. He prepared somebody beforehand. God has someone that's been predestined. He has someone to meet his need. There is someone been made to order, and I know that someone is me. No man in his mortal flesh ever lived God's life. It's impossible to even try. God will use that body if we'll just give it to him, and through that one he'll manifest again. Someone feels the challenge to accomplish this today. They're watching every move their body makes. They have a willing heart, no matter. them. They'll be that prisoner so in love with him. God has someone that's been predestined. He has someone to meet his need. There is someone been made to order, and I know that someone is me. There is someone been made to order, and by grace that someone is me.
Oh, you've been predestinated. Hallelujah. That's a blessing to understand in this hour, to know you've been predestinated, sent here, called for the very purpose that Christ could express himself through. Amen. Let us all stand. And the Lord has laid something on Brother Timothy's heart, so we're going to ask him to come and deliver what the Lord has laid on his heart. And I want you to be praying, asking God to open your understanding to it. May you be hungry for every nugget. Every nugget. Regardless if it may hurt, whatever it may be, Lord, let it be to me according to thy will, O God. Amen. Let us all sing a little chorus, I love him, as our brother comes forward. I love him. I love him.
So thankful to be able to live for you and to serve you in this great hour in which we live. And Lord, above all, to be able to feel your presence and to know, Lord, that you are with us, even in us. And Lord, by your grace and mercy, you're going to do a work through each one, Lord, that you've seen in your great mind. Each one that feels that challenge, Lord, that feels that burning pull that I was predestinated for this. I was sent for this purpose. Lord, we just ask your blessings upon your word this night, that it would do the work, whatever it would be, Lord, that it would be just beneficiary to your people, Lord, that, Father, whatever the need be, Lord, you know all things. You know what's in store for tonight, Lord, more than we do. And, Lord, we just want you to have your way in all things. And we commit ourselves to you for service in the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you love him? Amen. Glory. My, do you feel that challenge in your heart as a sister saying, I was predestinated for this purpose. This is the calling for which I've been sent. My, I pray each one of us by grace feels that in our hearts, feels it burning. My, and you know, the Holy Spirit's just been stressing. You feel the pressing of the Holy Spirit. You can feel him moving. And it might be, you know, as Israel got to the point, what's the burden of the Lord today? But no, down in that genuine elected heart, Amen. The sun's not as hot as it is to those that ain't living. Amen. But there's a special people that was formed that's right in the movement of God's time. And as that sun increases its heat, it's just getting that much riper. Hallelujah. And my, I pray that we're each one can see ourselves in Amen. That number. If we see greenness, if we see something, let's press and get it out. Let's get it overcome and see it done away with. My, we're living in a precious time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
While you're still standing, let's turn our Bibles to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Just a little exhortation tonight. I had something else, kind of, but I just thought for tonight, we'll just go this route and see where the Lord leads. Amen. You know, we shouldn't never really feel that the word's too hot. If we start feeling that way, we really need to get down and cry out to God. Because if it's feeling too hot, the reason is, it's calling out my life. It's calling out what's down on the inside of me. And if it's calling it out, it needs to get out.
Amen.
And that's why sometimes it feels that way. But oh, may we have that desire. Lord,
Amen.
I don't care how much it hurts, how much it peels. But Lord, raise me up into these spears and let me
Amen.
See all that you've got. Amen. Here in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Very familiar scripture. But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. But ye are all children of light, and the children of the day. And we are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even also as also ye do. May the Lord bless reading these words. You may be seated. My, I just want you to listen there in that. But there in the fourth verse, it says, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. But ye are all children of the light and the children of the day, and we are not of the night nor of darkness. Never let us sleep. Don't let us fall into that place of slumber. Just, oh well, it's another day. No, we're standing on the brink of the coming of the Lord. I know it's been preached about for thousands of years that he's coming back, but we're standing there. In this moment in time, it might be tomorrow, maybe 5 years, 10 years, I don't know. But I know some of us may never live to see the coming of the Lord. What if my time should come tonight? Am I ready to walk into his presence with the great light of his presence shining, and anything in my life is going to show up as black as night? Do I have that assurance that I know that if I wake up in his presence in the morning, I'll be all right?
Amen.
It'll be praise the Lord instead of oh me. My, but saints, it becomes such a fairy tale sometimes. It becomes such, oh, the Lord's coming again. He's coming back. We're waiting on the rapture. We're just waiting. So many people's waiting on a rapture. They feel they understood the mysteries. The mysteries came. They received them. They accepted them. All they're doing now is waiting on the appearing of the Lord. It's such a catching attitude. Oh, we're right. We've got the word. We've got the message. And they're slumbering yet because they're not looking. They're not being sober. All they're watching Israel to see what's happening there. They're watching all the turmoil that's in the world today. But they're not watching for the life that's to be born within them. Not looking to see what's to come forth from them. But oh, there is a chosen few people that was predestinated for this time and this day. And their eyes is upon their life. It's upon, they don't care who's sitting beside them. They want every brother and sister that sits with them to make it in and be there with them. But they're running a race that they may obtain the goal, that they may obtain that prize. And it don't matter who tries to hinder. If they have to let go of something that's trying to hinder, then let it go and move on to win. Because it's become a burning challenge, a burning fire, saints. We see it coming. The Holy Spirit, why? Just think how hot. Maybe we'll use the word, how hot the word feels as we sit here. And as the Holy Spirit comes down into your heart and you know the mistakes maybe you've made. Maybe you know what you need to overcome and what you have overcome already. But as that Holy Spirit shines that light and you feel, just think, sometimes maybe you've done something and you know, and all of a sudden the Lord comes in the Holy form of the Holy Spirit and calls that thing out in your life, and you see it in the Word that you're wrong, and you know how bad you feel, how dirty you feel. Well, what if we didn't get our judgment here and we tried to stand before the Lord with that? Can you imagine how great of a presence it'll be that day when He returns? Do we even fathom what it'll be like to stand there and we say, oh, the Word was hot. What's it going to be in the very presence? His physical presence, direct presence of Jesus Christ, and He returns. Oh, my saints, light shows up every bit of darkness. And I pray that each one of us will be clothed totally in His righteousness, with His light and His love shining from our hearts. Because, my, it's coming, saints. That day is soon to be. And I'm telling you, as the Word comes, I see short places in my life. And I pray, Lord, let's overcome. Let's move on. We've lived our life too long. I've come too far now to turn back. I've come too far. You know, you look at Abraham when he turned aside from Lot to start his journey. And all the things he laid aside, but he never looked back. He just kept right on marching till he got that promise. Hallelujah. Amen. And saints, that's where we are today. That promise is coming in view. And every one of the saints down through the ages has lived their life knowing it was coming. Maybe they passed on before that the appearing of the Lord's come. But each one of them will rise in glory and victory with that they lived in their life the very things that the Word that was presented to them for their day was manifested and vindicated. And my, what a testimony it's going to be. Amen. Hallelujah. And I pray each one of us is longing. Do we dread the appearing of the Lord? Is it something that we don't really love? And my, I just wish He'd wait just a little longer. I got some things I want to accomplish, and maybe this will happen or maybe that will happen. No, it's all in God's plan. Everything will work to His plan. Yeah. And all I know is I'm ready. I want to be there, saints. Can you imagine the glory that awaits, and all, and just to be able to be in a land of perfect day, of perfect love, everything in its beauty and its perfectness. Can you just imagine what it's going to be like to see those saints of old and to be able to reminisce and to walk down those streets and just all the lovely things that's written in the Scriptures and through the prophets told us of. But did we just let it become a story? Yeah, it's probably that. No. But I pray by faith it's becoming a reality and a revelation down in our heart. You can almost hear the sound as that train comes rolling down the tracks coming into the station. And everybody's standing there with a ticket they've already purchased. And you know, about that time, as that train's getting close, the old porter may go around and start checking them tickets. And if something's wrong, he'll try to catch it before the train gets there, so that that ticket's right when the train rolls into the station. And I believe that's what the Holy Spirit's been doing, is trying to stress to us. I'm fixing to roll into the station. You better be ready to get on board. And I pray each one of us is feeling that urgency in our hearts greater. I pray it's stirring our hearts. Not just we look at others, they better get right. They better get where they need to be. But no, each one of us looking at ourselves saying, I see what I just need to overcome. This just happened in my life this week, and that can't be. It's got to be overcome. Amen. And not push it under. Confess your faults one to another. Confess them to the Lord and make it right. Don't try to hide things from God, but get it out in the open. Say, Lord, tear this out of me if need be. Tear it from my heart and my life. My, we're living right there, saints. I don't know about you, but you just feel the pressure. You know, I was out in the woods yesterday, and you just see so many things, beautiful things of nature, and things God's done, and you see it all, and it's just so peaceful when you're down in there and there ain't nothing around. And can you just imagine to stand in His presence when all this world chaos and all that goes on is gone, and to just be in His presence, just you and Him all the time? Oh, saints, it's going to be worth it all. Mine, I pray each one of us don't take that attitude that I'm just waiting on a rapture. But let's make sure we're ready for that rapture. That's what the Holy Spirit's doing. It's removing the doubt. It's showing you that why you don't have to have no doubt. It's pulling out those things. It's searching. The Holy Spirit is searching, wooing His people. Oh, my. And there may be a work to do yet before we leave through that little bride. And that might be why the Holy Spirit's stressing. Make sure you get right. Get the Holy Spirit. Make sure it's the holy, genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost, because He said He would show that little bride off. We don't know what He has in store. But I want to be in his harness, whatever, not my will, but thine be done, Lord. Amen. As our Lord, when he, in the garden, as he knelt and prayed, not my will, and he knew the cup that was coming and how bitter it would be. But yet, it wasn't not my will, Lord. But if I must drink it, let me do so. My road from here on out may not be a road of ease. Maybe some hard, rocky spots to go through. Might be some thorny spots for the flesh. Maybe someone turn aside from you. Maybe someone try to jab at you. Cause you trouble. Cause you grief for the stand you take for the word. But can we pray as he prayed? Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. I'm here to do your will, Lord. Your service is why I'm here. I pray it's burning in our hearts, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Just so many things, you know, dwelling on this morning, even then, and I was told our pastor, you know, you just feel the pressure of the Holy Spirit. Anytime you go into study, you just feel it. And it's all the same things that he mentioned this morning, and yet that's just the Holy Spirit. If he hadn't ministered, maybe the Lord had something he wanted said, someone else would have said it. I can't take his place. Don't think I'm trying to say that. But each one of us has a place, and we each must stay in that place. But as we see the Holy Spirit pressing, each one of us is just being a part of that body of Christ should be feeling that same thing in our hearts. When you look around and you see others that just don't care, they just living their life however, but saints, there's a genuine people that knows that God is going to come back. And I had it wrote down here. Amen. I believe it's in the church age book here. Hallelujah. This is on page 177. I just want to catch us here. Because there's so many people today who's got the attitude, why don't all the message people fellowship together because we're all going to the same heaven? It's so heard so many times.
Yes.
We're all going to the same heaven. Why can't we fellowship? Why can't we get along? Well, saints, that's because they're blind to see the fact that we're all not going to the same heaven. We all may sit in this same building and we may not all make it to that heaven that we talk about. We all may not make it. It's an individual affair.
That's right.
And an individual race. And each one of us has to be checking our life, searching our life, and making sure that I am the one that was called to this purpose and that this word is lining up in my life and the Holy Spirit is vindicating it through me. But as he says here on page 177 in the Church Age book, I'll start here about, he says, now this is about middle of the page. This one don't have paragraphs. He says, now if a man is born of the word, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever, he will produce the word. The fruit of the works of his life will be a product of the kind of seed or life that is in him. His works, therefore, will be scriptural. Oh, what an indictment this truth is going to be against the Pergamon church age. And there stands that matchless one. And in his hand, the sharp sword with two edges, the word of God. And that word will judge us in the last day. In fact, the word is judging even now. For it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And it cuts asunder the carnal from the spiritual. And it makes us living epistles, read and known of all men to the glory of God. I know thy works. If a man fears that he might not please God, then let him fulfill the word. If a man wonders if he will hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant, let him fulfill the word of God in his life, and assuredly he will hear those words of praise. The word of truth was the criterion then, and it is the criterion now. There isn't another standard. There isn't another plumb line. As the world is going to be judged by one, Christ Jesus, even so it is going to be judged by the word. And if a man wants to know how he is making out, let him do as James suggested and look into the mirror of God's word. I know thy works. As he stood there with the word, examining their lives in the light of the blueprint he had laid out for them, he must have been pleased in goodly measure. For they, like the others who had gone on before, were enduring the persecution of the unjust and still joyfully cleaving unto the Lord. Difficult though it was at times to serve the Lord, yet they served him and worshipped him in spirit and in truth. But with the false vine it was not so. At last they repudiated the life that was built upon the word and were now going further and further away from the truth. And their actions bore witness to the depths of which they had sunk. And as we look, you see two sides in our lives. We see it every day. In church, we're going to say we're all churchgoers, you might say. We all attend church. And we see In that, we see those that are slacking off. You see their lives growing colder. They don't care. All, but yet in the midst of that, all over the earth, you see a select few that's raised up and trying to raise the standard higher. The standard's raising higher in their life. You see them holding higher the standard of God. You don't see them caught up in all the cosmos of this world as it is now. Christmas and trees and lights and Santa Claus and all this stuff taking place in the message churches, homes and lives, and it just clutters and clouds, and people don't even care anymore. They've lost the meaning of why God even come to earth, let alone all the pagan stuff. They've let it take it away from them. They don't know what it is to serve a God that came to earth for to save my soul and your soul. They miss the whole plan of God and take away from it. But oh my, there is a people that is raised up to declare to this nation and to this people that he didn't come in vain, but he come and he hung on that cross, bore our sin and our shame that we could stand in this day and have his life reproduced through us. My, that we could be those written epistles read of all men, that he himself could house himself inside of flesh and bring forth a life pleasing to him. My saints, you know, so many times we see it all over, and but I like how Brother Branham says it here in the very first page of Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed, when he was talking about Brother Dow. This China just jumped out and grabbed me a little bit. It's something we've all heard very much, but I wanted to read it. He says, but does anybody know whether this is on the bottom of page 2, the Dow family or any of them got down today? Sister Dow, Brother Brown, are you Brother Brown? Yes, I'm glad. Brother Dow is still with us. Wonderful. Brother Dow almost left us, see? We can't say too much or ask too much. He's already 21 years past the time that God told him to live. That's an ordinary lifetime, past the time that God told him he could live. But we had a call the other morning that he was dying, and we rushed up there, and the Lord God was really good to him and spared him. And I think he's ready, just waiting the coming of the Lord. But you know, we all hold on to one another, and the old fella is like a dad to me here. I remember him sitting down there in the old tabernacle when the light flashed across on that water baptism in Jesus Christ. Right out of there he come, about 87, 88 years old, on a stick, and come right up there and said, I want to go right in there and be baptized. And somebody went and got him some clothes. He couldn't wait till the next time. He had to come right then, right then. So I like that. Just see that reaction? And that's the way it is with a genuine believer, saints. I don't care, sinners, or a back somebody that's just sat in a church pew all their lives. Once that genuine word and the Holy Spirit flashes down across their path, you watch an immediate change come into their life. It may not be from a little calf to a full-grown cow overnight. It ain't going to happen like that. But you watch the immediate change in their life and their attitude. And you watch immediately their life begin to conform to that word. Amen. It's a growing process. You ain't going to get it all overnight. But there is something when that light strikes a genuine seed. I don't care. It's got to make a reaction. Amen. You cannot tell me that when the rain hits that little grain of corn and it pops through the ground, that every seed will bring forth of its kind. It's the same today. When that light strikes that seed, it will come to life, and it ain't got no choice as to what the way God set it in motion. And my, you just put it in the right conditions one time, and you can always tell when it really strikes. They ain't waiting. They're not playing around with it. It's, I got to have that right now. Oh, my, 87 years old. What an example and a testimony today to some that may be younger and, oh, well, I'll just wait and get there when I get a chance. No. But when God struck his heart with that and he seen it was the word of God, it was right now, brother, put me in there. Hallelujah. I pray each one of us is seeing that in our lives as the word comes forth and we see something. Maybe we didn't see it before and the word of God illuminates it to us. Let's get that thing out of there and get it overcome. There ain't no waiting and playing around with it, but oh my, get it over with. Hallelujah. As he says here, he goes on down, he says, do you think I'm all right now, Brother Branham? And I said, did you ever go to a doctor for a physical checkup? And he said, yes, sir. Said, the doctor will put stethoscopes in his ears and put them on your heart to see if your heart's beating right. An electrocardiogram, and then blood pressure, urine test, and so forth. Instruments to find out whether you're a physical being. Now, the way he does it, he looks back on a book where specialists on these different subjects writes down, if this takes place, this is what's wrong. And I said, now, the only stethoscope that I have is the Bible for the soul. Amen. And I said, I'm going to give you the test. Said, St. John 5:24, he that heareth my words. I said, that isn't just sitting and listening to it, that's receiving it. And receiving it, you believe it. And something inside of you tells you it's right. You've accepted it. You believe it. And it's yours. Amen. He that heareth, It's already yours, my word, and believeth on him that sent me. You believe that? He said, yes, I do. Said, then I'll tell you what the chief doctor said. He said, ye's passed from death unto life and shall no more come into condemnation or judgment. And I said, as far as I know, according to the books, you passed that examination. And that old man, nearly 100 years old, not a church man at all, but the first time that light flashed across his path, he received it. See that predestinated seed laying there? As soon as that light strikes it, it comes to life right quick.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My saints, just think where we're at. Hear that word is shining down on us today. And we see, I pray we're seeing those reactions in our life. I pray we see this maybe talking bad about each other. Or maybe I got to just speak my, seeing it disappear. And if it ain't disappearing, then the word of God that we have laying here today is telling me what my problem is. I have a prescription to get it fixed. That's what the Holy Spirit is doing. Anything that's in my life that I see, maybe I see where I'm short, we've been given a prescription. God is here today. That's what the Holy Spirit is doing. He's giving us that word test. He's lining us up. Here it is. If take this test, and if you can't pass it, here's what you need to fix what you've got. But you've got to be willing and wanting it, desiring it. If there ain't a desire in your heart to do it, you're never going to think about it, never worry about it till you come back to service and the Spirit begins to move in the service again. But oh my, I pray it's a daily pulling on our hearts, and we feel it all the time, drawing down on the inside. But we're just, I pray we're excited. I pray we're not slumbering down. Oh my, oh, it seems like all we're hearing is about partaking of the divine nature of God. We've heard it now for 5-6 services. So what? I pray each one of us sees what God is being able to do through that word in our hearts and our lives. My saints, you know, I pray hallelujah. You know, we're just right there, saints. God is wanting, there's so much he can do when he gets that people in his hands to the point where he wants them. He's about got it molded on his scale, and he's about getting it there. Completely in his control, where he has that full preeminence, that full control for his use and his glory. My, I pray we're each one hungering for that. My, you know, you just don't know what God can do and will do. We don't know what may lay in store. But if God can use Brother Leffer to do something, like was done in the book of Acts, maybe a great thing. We'll say a great thing because that's what people would look at. But let's just say God would move down and be able to use Brother Leffler to go to someone's house, lay on his, get up in the middle of the night at midnight and go to someone's house and pray with them or give them a quote or something that they need to pull them in. Wouldn't that's the kind of people we ought to be. And that's the things that we want to see in our lives and in our hearts, each one of us. We may not each one get to do that, but we ought to be so crying out to God that we would be in that place that if he wanted us to, we would be there to hear that still small voice.
Amen.
And to hear that moving. And to do that, you've got to be totally in his preeminence, totally our mind surrendered to his word. Not what I'm going to say or what I want to speak when I get a chance, but surrender completely to him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But you know, here in One in a Million, paragraph 54. He says, when Israel left Egypt, there was approximately 2 million people left at the same time. And every one of them heard the message of a prophet. Every one of them saw the same pillar of fire. Every one of them was baptized to Moses in the Red Sea. And every one of them shouted in the Spirit, beat the tambourines, run up and down the bank with Miriam when Moses sang in the Spirit. They every one drank from the spiritual rock. And they every one eat fresh manna every night, every one of them. But there was two made the land, one out of a million. But what was the test? They all drank in the same rock. They all eat the same spiritual manna as we're eating this morning. But the word test proved them. When it come time to the Kadesh Barnea, when they started over into that promised land, they could not go over till they was tested by the word.
Amen.
And all the other 10 came back and said, we can't make it. The people were like grasshoppers to them, their great walled city. The opposition is too great. But Joshua and Caleb stilled the people, and they said, we're more than able to do it. Why? God said, before they left the promised land, I've given you the land. I've given it to you, and it's yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's where we stand tonight, saints. There may be so many say you're fanatic. You don't have to live that close of a life. But I'm here to say that by God's grace, we are more than able.
Amen.
Each one that fills that call in their heart, we've been predestinated to reach that goal that He set for us. And by grace, He will lead us to that place.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I pray each one of us, you sisters, can come to the instruments. I'm going to stop right there. I just pray that let's stay on fire. Saints, I pray it's not. And I can see, you can tell that it's not beating you down. You can see the word is coming. You're not getting beat down. And don't think I'm trying to rebuke you for letting it beat you down, because I'm not. But I'm just saying, as it goes on, it may get stronger. We don't know what the Holy Spirit may have. But don't let it drive you down. But oh, let it see. There may be something still in my life that the Lord wants beaten out. And as He begins to beat it out, may I be that humble lump of clay and say, Lord, take it out of me and let me reach up higher. Take my hand, Lord, and pick me up. Because I don't know about you, but I'm getting ready to leave this world, saints. That's what's on my, every day you see it more. They can have this world. They can have everything that's here, but give me Jesus in that land over there. Oh, what a day it's going to be as we sing this morning. And my eyes that you sing tonight. Hallelujah. I just pray it's burning in our hearts.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
But I don't know if we can sing it or not, but that little chorus, the little song, I know we don't have a paper for it. I think we sung it before, but get ready to leave in the twinkling of an eye. My, I'll try to lead it, and some of you probably know it. We'll join in and see if we can't sing it. Some folks are homes down here and planning ahead, so busy with their fortune they forgot what Jesus said about the wars and earthquakes and the fig trees budding leaves. There's a group of people getting ready to leave, ready to leave in the twinkling of an eye. Investments in the bank up in the sky. Happy preparations, not a reason to grieve. Are you in that number getting ready to leave? Oh, ready to leave in the twinkling of an eye. Making investments in the bank up in the sky. Happy preparations, not reason to grieve. Are you in that number getting ready to leave? Ready to leave in the twinkling of an eye. Making investments in the bank up in the sky. Happy preparations, what reason to grieve? Are you in that number getting ready? Ready to leave in the twinkling of an eye. Making investments in the bank up in the sky. Happy preparations, the reason to grieve. Are you in that number getting ready to leave? Brother, what's the reason for your needless delay? While you're hesitating, Christ could come just any day. Hear the Spirit calling, make your way to Calvary, and get in that number, getting ready to leave. Ready to leave in the twinkling of an eye. Making investments in the bank up in the sky. Happy preparations, not a reason to grieve. Are you in that number getting ready to leave? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. elephants in the bank up in the sky. Happy preparations, not a reason to grieve. Are you in that number getting ready to leave? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray we're getting ready. I pray it's burning on our hearts, saints. It don't matter. You know, some people worry so much. Well, brother so-and-so ain't this, and brother so-and-so, they don't think this. It don't matter. I left all my stuff behind me when he called me to follow him and to walk with him. He said, come walk with me.
Amen.
I didn't ask him to walk with me. He asked me to walk with him.
Yeah.
And I want to follow him as far as I can. And you know, always remember that darkest hours just before dawn. When it looks like all lights passed off the scene. And as Brother Branham had said, when the Holy Spirit drew that circle of this age and it was blacked out. But oh, he put that little speck of light in there. And he said there'd be light in the evening time. There is a group of people that in this day. And we're not the only little, we're just a portion of that little bride, wherever she may be. But God will not be without a witness. And there's people living this word today. And they're making their preparations. They're not grieving. They're not sad. But oh, they're happy preparations.
Amen.
Looking forward to what God's got for them. Amen. As our brother comes, let's sing that other little chorus. I'm getting ready to leave this world. Amen.
I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready for those gates of pearl. Watching both day and night, keeping my record right. I'm getting ready to leave this world.
I'm getting ready to leave this world.
I'm getting ready for those gates of pearl. Oh, watching both day and night. My record right, I'm getting ready to leave this world. Well, I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready for those gates of pearl. Oh, watching both day and night, keeping my record right. I'm getting ready to leave this world. Amen. Oh, I like that. Happy preparations.
Amen.
Amen. Thanking God constantly for what he's doing in my heart. Amen. Knowing that's what's going to take me through.
Amen.
It's going to get me just to be exactly like him. It may cut, it may hurt, it may scorch and all kinds of things. But you ought to be thankful that it doesn't. Amen. Because you know that's what's going to trim everything off to be like Christ. To be conformed to the image of his son. Receiving the word, becoming the word. Amen. Oh, I'm so thankful for the word of God. Hallelujah. You know, now really think about it. If, you know, Brother Branham talked about that man or somebody maybe perhaps going, getting ready to go over a great cataract, great falls. You know, and they didn't realize what was going on. And they was just slowly drifting down the stream. But up ahead, there's this great roar. Just this water roaring and roaring, and knowing it was straight down, maybe for 100 feet, and rocks at the bottom. And yet the man standing on the bank, he knows already what's down there, but the fellow that's going down the stream just slowly, just calm, not much going on, you know, and the birds is singing, all kinds of things, just so sweet, you know. But as I said, the man on the bank knows what's down below. Now, you tell me anybody in their right mind, if that man on the bank began to scream, and maybe you didn't hear him, maybe you didn't want to listen, and he screamed harder, you still maybe didn't want to listen. Maybe still it wasn't making contact. Then he began to throw rocks. Maybe he began to throw branches. Just everything he could to get the attention of this man that's just slowly going down the stream of ease, so easy, so slow, so quietly, you know. Maybe he still hasn't got his attention. Then he starts throwing rocks and hitting him to wake him up. Maybe the sticks are flying by and slapping him up against the head. And he finally gets his attention and says, there's a fall up there. You go over, you're going to die. And he's getting his senses together, you know, after he's been slapped a few times with the rocks and the sticks. And he begins to hear a great roar in the distance. Oh, he's telling the truth. Begins to paddle, get to the shore, and get to where there's life. Do you think he'd get mad at the man on the bank? When after he got on the bank and out of the water, and he began to walk further down the stream and seen this great fall, think he'd get mad? Think he'd get upset? All uptight? Get tired? He got tired of hearing it? I'm sure he'd be telling the man on the bank, oh, thank God. Thank God that you told me this. Well, I'm going to tell you, Jesus is on the bank. And he's telling you, friend, there's a fall ahead. And if you don't listen to me, you're going over that fall. But thank God, hallelujah, Jesus is on the sea. And hallelujah, if you'll just listen to him, he'll draw you out of that trap. Hallelujah. You're not listening to man. You're listening to the Holy Ghost, which is God. Hallelujah. But he has to use man's lips. And if he don't use my lips, he's going to use somebody else's lips. But somebody's going to tell you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus is on the scene. Hallelujah. And I want to call him on the scene every day of my life. Because I know he is my rock. He's my shield. He's my fortress. He's my lily of the valley. The great and bright and morning star. Hallelujah. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. For he is the Lord of glory. He is the great I am. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. Glory to his wonderful name. Let's sing that little chorus before we leave this evening. For he's the Lord of glory. Amen. Is he your Lord of glory? Is he the great I am? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. For he's the Lord of glory. He is the great I am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. His name, his counselor, the Prince of Peace is he, the everlasting Father throughout eternity. Sing it again. For he's the Lord of glory. He is the great I am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. His name, his counselor, the Prince of Peace. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Everlasting Father throughout eternity. Amen. Don't you love him? Thank God I could be here today. Oh my, he is my food, my life. He is my everything. Amen. Oh, those songs just keep coming. You can just keep right on singing, sing throughout the night. Amen for what he's done for us. Hallelujah. Brother Guy Singer, we're going to ask you to dismiss. And after you say what you want to say, so Brother Guy Singer has something he wants to say to us this evening, and then he can dismiss. Amen. I've got to ask my Praise God. To forgive me. Praise God.
I read in the message that Brother Graham said to thank no man. Mm-hmm. Well, after listening to the CD of what the word said, I took it out of context, and I want you to forgive me for it.
Amen. You're forgiven. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Bless him, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for letting us be here tonight.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
It's a great day, Lord, and word.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, let it sink in our hearts.
Yes, with reality.
Lord, let us have life dedicated.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Everywhere we go, Lord, let us see you live and not
us. Oh, grant it, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Amen.
Lord, you keep your hand on
oh God.
Mind.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. It's always good to get it off your chest. Amen. And press on. Amen. Run and run and keep on running. Amen. Don't get drugged down at all. But just keep on pressing. Amen. Oh, isn't he wonderful? One more chorus before we leave. I just can't help it, but I just want to know. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, thus recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Well, eyes have seen, ears have heard, thus recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Amen. Yes, sister.
I feel kind of silly, but I just want to tell you what God had done for me.
Amen.
I was sewing, and somehow I got my finger too close to the needle, and it went right through my finger, and the pain was, it was almost more than I could stand. I thought I was going to pass out, and I just said, Lord, help me, and
Amen.
Within 2 seconds, it was totally gone.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, thus recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Amen. You're dismissed. God bless you. Amen.